grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ who can look forward to the day of final judgment as the day when your salvation has come. As I'm sure like many of you do who have a morning commute, I find that as I am making my way into church here in the morning, I like to listen to the news station. See what has been going on while I was sleeping in the other parts of the world or what happened that I just didn't realize because I'm so focused on my own little life here in Tucson. And found, for whatever reason, the past few weeks, I listened to NPR because they cover a lot of different stories on the local level, the national, the international. And by the time I want to start listening to music, I'm getting over to church where I can turn on my tunes as I want to. It seems for the past few weeks, past few months, where I've just listened to the news, that there is a continual theme of uncertainty that keeps coming around and around. Just when one big event is closing up, there seems to be another that seems worse, happening in a different part of the world, different part of our country. By my reckoning, it started a few months ago when the hurricanes were hitting America. What we had, Harvey in Houston, Irma over in Florida, and Maria in Puerto Rico, bringing billions, millions of dollars, displacing thousands of people, a lot of hardship from those hurricanes. Then just as the hurricanes were starting to wind down, we get shootings in Las Vegas. Or this past week in Sutherland Springs, Texas. And it's not just in our part of the country, but all the way up in New York City, there's a man running others over in his truck. These are some uncertain times that we live in. And from my little bit of news listening in the morning, I realize there's some stuff going on. Wonder, where is God in the midst of all of this? What is certain? As Christians rightly do, when we wonder what is going on in this world with the uncertainty we see before us, we go to God's Word and see what timeless certainty He tells us. In the verses for this morning from the book of Daniel chapter 7, God gave a vision to the prophet Daniel to see what would happen after all of these uncertain times with a view of the last day, of the final judgment. The prophet Daniel writes, "As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow. The hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. The scene was set for God's certain judgment." It's amazing in these two little verses from Daniel how much imagery and meaning is packed into this vision account. We see the courtyard scene, the courtroom scene, where the Lord will pronounce certain judgment on friend and foe alike for the rest of time. There's God in the middle, described as the Ancient of Days, as timeless as anything could be. Before the creation of the world, God was. During the uncertain times in which we live, God continues to be. And after the last day, when life as we know it will change completely, God will continue to be. He is timeless. He is eternal. He is perfect. Just as He is eternally timeless, so He is eternally perfect as well. The white clothing and the hair as white as wool. Not a single blemish can be found on our God above. We take a step back and we see where our God is sitting in a chariot throne ablaze with fire. Fire, the consistent Bible imagery to show God's certain justice that punishes the unbeliever, but it refines the believer like a furnace, taking away the impurities out of an impure metal. This river of fire goes out from the throne and it touches everyone, bringing God's justice to everyone it comes in connection with, friend and foe alike, without any difference, without any exceptions or favoritism. We take another step back. You see the thousands and thousands of angels attending the Lord. The thousands and thousands of people standing before God as he gives his certain judgment for all time. As you look at the majestic power that our God has, as described by Daniel, and you look at the headlines of this world, does there seem to be a disconnect? Not just in our own country, but all throughout the world, there is sin having its way with this world and creating troubles and hardships where there should not be. It's easy to wonder, where is God in the midst of this? Is he really as powerful as the Bible says? I know for those headlines that have come across my attention, that for some of you, they're not just isolated incidents. You know people or the places affected by those headlines. But you don't need the headlines of the world to tell you what is uncertain here. Because you and I, we got our own troubles right here. And even though our troubles may not reach the headlines of my morning's commute, they sure do seem a lot more severe. Because it's in your heart and your belief, shaking your trust if God is really as powerful as the Bible says. It's so easy to ask, "My Lord, why don't you just give us a little sign, just a little glimpse of the power you have? Then I can be certain in these uncertain times." To demand from God to please our selfish hearts. It's true that miracles don't happen as they did back in Jesus' time. At least not as obvious. It's true that we don't expect to receive divine visions like the prophet Daniel did to tell us what else God has to say that isn't recorded in the Bible already. But our Lord has not abandoned us in these uncertain times. His majestic power is still active, protecting and preserving people in this world. You just may not always see it or recognize it that way. For every medical procedure that goes according to plan, it's because of God. And his majestic power protecting his children. When we open up our fridges, we wonder what is next to go bad instead of what is there to eat because there's nothing in my refrigerator. We see again God's majestic power sending the rains and the suns where they need to be to provide food for believers and unbelievers alike. And even when we read those uncertain headlines, God's power is there. In no way do I want to discount how tragic those events are. That is not my intention. But to see how our Lord uses his power to limit, to keep sin in check. That there weren't more people that were hurt. More property that was damaged. More people displaced. That's God's power Even though we may not always realize it, even though we may not always see it, He is timeless. It's that certain power that we see in part here. We will see in full display on the last day when our Lord comes to judge the living and the dead. Every eye will see the Ancient of Days seated on His fiery throne. He sees what is before Him to give His certain judgment. Daniel tells us that the court was seated and the books were opened. When God finally gives His certain judgment, He will consult all that is before Him, the two sets of books, the book of deeds and the book of life. The book of deeds, which has a record of all that we have ever done, good and bad. And the book of life, those who believe that Jesus is their Savior. It's that book of deeds that you and I will find our names. The book of deeds whose people's names are only found in that book, who are trying to gain salvation outside of Christ. I like to imagine it this way, using the book illustration, that within that book, that each of us has our own page. And on one side is all of our good, and the other side is all of our bad. Everything is recorded there. No exceptions at all. God's law demands that our record be completely filled up on the good side without a single sin on the bad side. It's not enough to have more good than bad. We need to be perfect entirely. And if there's even one little mark on that bad side of how we have sinned and broken God's law, the law will condemn us. The promise that it says that if you live a perfect life, eternal life is yours, well, that won't be for us. Instead, it'll say eternal punishment is now your judgment. Without exception. Except there is one name in that book of deeds that will not have anything listed under its sin column. That of our Savior, of Jesus. He came into this world perfect. The Son of God and Son of Man that He is. And He kept all of God's law. Never once doubted God's majestic power in the uncertain times that He lived in. Hurt somebody else or failed to follow through on a promise. As the Son of Man, He lived under the law that we live under, that His name is in the book of deeds, just like ours is as well. But as the Son of God, He kept those laws that we cannot. To receive the promise that the law gives of eternal life if you live a perfect life. But our Savior's mercy wasn't to keep His gift of the law, that of eternal life, to Himself, no. To share it with you and with me. And those who believe in Him through faith. After all, that's why He had to go to the cross. There is judgment for sin. It is death. So for our sake, with our sins upon Him, our Savior went to the cross to receive our punishment so that we in turn may receive His reward, His blessing. The judgment that we are not guilty for our sins. It's through faith in Christ that we have this forgiveness. It's through faith in Christ that we don't need to be afraid of what will be found in the book of deeds, because it's through faith in Christ that our names will be found in the book of life, written with the blood that Jesus poured out on that cross. It's the book of life that gives us the confidence to look forward to that day of judgment. I look at your life, I look at my life, and I know who we are. We're sinners. And we sin each and every day. And if there was no book of life, salvation would be, it'd be gone. But our Lord has the final say. He says that if you believe in His Son and your Savior, you will be judged not guilty. You will be given eternal life in heaven. And that is a certainty, no matter how uncertain everything else may seem. A certainty that we could use in this world. Simply read the headlines and you see the uncertainty plaguing our country. Simply examine your own conscience and you can see the uncertainty in your heart and in your mind. Is God really still there? Is He all that the Bible says? He is timeless. And so is His power. The power we see in part now, we will see on full display on the last day. He comes to judge the living and the dead. When He comes and has the throne room set up with all the courts and thousands of people, the books will be the book of deeds and the book of life. Where will your hope of salvation be? Let it be in the book of life. Through faith in Christ, who gives you eternal life, regardless of how depressing your own page in that book of deeds may be. As you approach your day of judgment, don't take that for granted. Hold on to that promise that you have been given. Hold on to your Savior. Take every effort to build your faith on this so that way when your day of judgment finally comes, you're not found lacking, but you are found in Christ's family, counted among the sheep, among His children. And spread this news with others so that they may look forward to the day of judgment as the day of their certain salvation as well. Amen.